Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local man was successful in getting state legislation passed that will make our trash, recycling, and utility workers more safe as they do their jobs. Let's go in depth with Lyle Vandermeiden with Midwest Sanitation and Recycling. Well, Lyle, you had a busy legislative session. You were working hard with legislators trying to get some things passed. How did it turn out?
Turned out very well. We actually a little history about it. Last summer in Pella, Iowa, believe it or not, we had two accidents where motor vehicles ran into the back of our garbage collection truck while it was picking up trash or recycling inside the city limits of Pella.
And one of those, at least somebody was hurt, right? Or was it both of them?
That is correct. One was a major injury accident where the ambulance was called and transported both our driver and the driver of the vehicle that hit us to the hospital.
Well, and fortunately, nobody working on the truck was hurt, because a lot of times they're out and back and they could be hit as well.
That is correct. The industry has changed or evolved to where we have what we call automated side loads, or ASLs, and pick up the trash from the side of the vehicle instead of the back. And so if this would have been the old traditional way of picking up trash, we would have had either a major injury or a fatality.
That would be horrible. And there are still trucks around in the county that have the old ways of doing it.
That is correct, and that's the reason for the legislation. Trash providers pick up trash from border to border of the state. Some are smaller mom-and-pop operations, smaller than ours. Some are larger, like the big corporations. But we all, on a daily basis, and our employees pick up trash. And we at Midwest Sanitation and other haulers around the state are intent on having our employees go home safe at night.
Well, the legislation is called Slow Down to Get Around. You have to have a catchy title with legislation these days, don't you?
Correct. And it has passed 14 other states now. And back in November, I talked to Ken Rosenboom and started to learn about the process of legislation. A rookie like myself in that arena was a little bit like a bull in a china closet. Didn't know what I was doing, but with some guidance by some sincere legislators that we have from our area, was able to navigate through the process and get an amendment passed to the legislation on slow down to get around trash trucks. And I should also add, it's a slow down to get around utility vehicles also. So like linesmen from the REC also are included in this amendment.
Okay, because now if I remember right, Pella Cooperative Electric lent a hand with this too, didn't they?
Correct. They come on board. Ken led me in their direction, and between all of us, it became a much needed legislation in more areas than just trash and recycling.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Lyle Vandermeiden with Midwest Sanitation and Recycling. What does the law say?
The law basically says you have to slow down and move over when you see a trash truck with flashing lights picking up trash anywhere along a motoring roadway. And the fine also increases There's a fine or a scheduled fine that goes along with this legislation.
Now, maybe I'm naive, but why would we need a law to tell somebody to slow down and get around our slow-moving vehicles, our trash pickup and our utility vehicles?
Well, surveys have showed, and I'm this is a part of a national association that I'm a member of, the National Waste and Recycling Association, and they did a survey nationwide, and it showed that 40% of motorists are tempted to speed up to get around trash and recycling trucks. Only a third of them slow down.
Speed up? That wouldn't even dawn on me to speed up. I'd be worried about people moving around the truck. I'd be worried about, well, it's a slow-moving vehicle ahead of me. I guess enough people don't pay attention that there needed to be legislation.
That is correct. And people behind the wheel of motor vehicles take risks. And one of those risks is if they're running late, they want to hurry up and get around a trash truck instead of getting stuck behind it.
Well, there's also the issue of the driver of the truck pulling out back into traffic. And so let's just say that potentially their vision is obscured or you're driving at a high rate of speed. They might not even notice you as you're pulling out, right? Is that a potential problem too?
That is exactly correct. Although we have the state-of-the-art equipment, we feel, with cameras and mirrors and everything to for the driver to be as safe as possible, the opportunity is there that mistakes happen. And so we stop at a trash stop now anywhere between 10 and 30 seconds, and we move on also. And we also pick up trash along roadways that are high speeds, you know, along 163 in the between Pell and Oskaloosa, between Pell and Monroe. The residents that live along that roadway also have trash service, and we stop along there and pull back out. So we're starting out at zero speed, and vehicles are moving around us at 65 miles an hour.
Or 85 miles an hour.
Correct.
That would be I think that would be stressful to drive that Route 163, is it?
I haven't done it for a while, but my drivers came to me with a concern saying, how safe are we? How safe are we from the motoring public after our two accidents last summer? And motivated me to dig into this slowdown to get around and pursue getting it passed in Iowa.
Thinking back to those two accidents in Pella, I guess at the time I just figured that the people were probably texting and driving or doing something on their phone and ran into the back of the vehicle. And that's a different issue, isn't it?
That is. All I can say is our local public safety department, Pella Police Department, investigated those accidents and took care of it in their way of taking care of an accident. But along with that, a lot of concern that motoring public has to be attentive to what they're doing, and driving a motor vehicle requires them to pay attention.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Lyle Vandermeiden with Midwest Sanitation and Recycling. Now, when a motor vehicle hits the back of a truck, it could kill the driver of the vehicle that hits the truck. But I'm thinking the driver of the truck could also be injured, correct?
That is correct. The driver was... we train our drivers, actually, to brace for what's coming up behind them. So we can control ourselves from the windshield from the front, but we cannot control what comes up behind us. So part of our training now is to be aware of if a motor vehicle is coming up fast behind us and the possibility of hitting us.
Yeah, you could get a neck injury pretty easily.
Correct.
So as you were in up on the Capitol and wandering around talking to legislators. How was that? Was that fun? Was it seems like you, it's sort of a no-brainer idea. You didn't have to do a lot of arm twisting, did you?
No, it was a very unanimous decision by the legislature in both sides. They did a little bit of amending or rewording of the first wording out, but it flowed through real well. As one legislator said, this legislation got legs and it moved. So I was thankful for that.
Now, ballpark number of hours you spent on this?
Between just sitting at my desk and conversing with legislators either by phone or electronically and being present on the Hill, probably about between 40 and 80 hours.
And has the governor signed it into legislation yet?
The governor has signed it. We are going to launch it sometime in June. So KNIA, Carol S. is first with this information, and it goes in effect July 1.
With respect to future legislative sessions, do you have any new ideas that you want to bring forward?
It was brought to my attention that there are some there is a situation with the bottle bill that needs some improvement. As a trash and recycling company, I feel that probably the infrastructure is there now, way more improved than back in the 90s when I started recycling, that we could handle the aluminum cans and the glass bottles without a bottle bill to have that trash end up in a ditch.
Okay, so we would just have to bag everything separately? Is that it? No, with no bottle bill, we wouldn't return it. Grocery stores wouldn't want to deal with it. And so it would just go through the recycling, and there would be somehow a way for the recycling companies to profit from those efforts as opposed to the still one penny received by the recycling centers. So this could be profitable still?
That is correct. It would supplement the recycling programs that there is across the state now, and those recycling programs are all supplemented in some way, either through your bill that you pay for your trash or governmental entities that support recycling or support even the bottle bill with supplemental government money, tax money.
Any downsides to this?
Anytime you have a change to an industry or an aspect of an industry, you have unrest, or the public perceives it as a change, and change comes with some indecision as to whether it's the right move or not.
So what motivates you to spend all of this time working on legislation for your industry?
To make our community and our state better. I strongly feel, in fact, I could go back to my middle school, junior high back then, teacher, a gentleman by the name of Arvin Banstra, that taught a science class with an environmental spin to it. And that would be back in the 60s and 70s, if you want to date myself just a little bit. And I thought that would be, for myself, that would be in agriculture, you know, sustainability in agriculture. And I was directed a different direction through my life, and now sustainability in the environment from the trash and recycling side fits right in.
Thanks to Lyle Vandermeiden for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.